Greetings in the name of our risen Savior. Thank you, Shane, for those fitting songs. This morning, my thoughts were inspired by what we are studying in the Gospel of John. The disciples have just witnessed the horrible and gruesome crucifixion of their teacher, master, and Lord. And it's really hard to accurately imagine, maybe impossible, how devastated they must have felt. Now, Jesus had told them that he would die at the hand of the religious leaders and in 3 days rise again, but the disciples didn't get it. They didn't understand yet that this was all part of God's plan for providing a way of redemption. So we look back and we see Christ's death and then we see the resurrection. But in those 3 days, the disciples did not know Christ would rise again. Their hopes of Christ overthrowing the Roman government were crushed. Their friend and leader was dead. And they might have been afraid that the religious leaders would kill them next. All of us have experienced the finality of death to some extent. The cold body in the coffin. The empty chair at the dinner table. No more smiles or laughter from the one we love. And so if we can remember some of the things we felt when someone we've loved has died, it helps us understand the shock and devastation the disciples must have been feeling after Christ's death. Sometimes in our lives, we also go through times when our hopes are dashed. We don't know where to turn, what to do, or how we're going to make it through. Or other times it might seem that we are in the middle of a long battle. The struggle is intense. We don't know who is going to win or how long we will need to wait until God provides a way through it. Psalm 62, 1 and 2. For God alone, my soul waits in silence. From him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be greatly shaken. I like here how David said that his soul is waiting in silence for God's salvation. And he goes on to say that I shall not be greatly shaken. In other words, David might be shaken by what he was going through, but he will not be greatly shaken. And maybe like the difference between a tree shaking in a strong wind or being blown over. Being blown over is what I call being greatly shaken. I'll reread those verses. For God alone, my soul waits in silence. From him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be greatly shaken. Turn to song number 501, We Rest on Thee. Verse 1, the song brings out how that we are not alone in this battle. Verse 2 talks about how Jesus is our sure foundation. Verse 3 admits our own great weakness. And the last verse says, thine is the battle, thine shall be the praise. We will be victors because the battle is ultimately God's. Let's sing this song.
Go not forth alone again.
And as we follow along today in the Sunday school lesson, the devastation the disciples felt is all of a sudden turned into glimmers and bursts of hope as Jesus reveals himself to his followers. Jesus is alive. Jesus is risen from the dead. Jesus has power, has broken the power over sin and death, and has given us life. So let's stand and sing 253, Thine is the Glory. Some of you more easily identify with the hopelessness that the disciples felt after Christ's death. And some of you probably find it easier to identify with the joy and hope that his disciples felt after the resurrection. But to all of us, Christ has already won. Christ is winning, and Christ will win. Let's kneel for prayer. Thank you, God, so much that you've made a way for us through the death on the cross and through your resurrection, that we have power and life through your name and through your blood. Pray that you'd go with us throughout this service and for the Sunday school teachers and every student. Pray that it could be a beneficial time of studying your word, and also just for the remainder of the service for share time and the preaching of your word. Pray that everything today could be to your honor and glory. Pray this in your name. Amen.